You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
Howdy do, buckaroos, and welcome to Comics My Kids Podcast, the official podcast for the comicscornerbox.blogspot.com. I'm your host, Matt D. And with me today is...
Logan D.
Now, today we're doing a special one-off episode. Since it's been a while since we've recorded anything and put anything up there, I just said, let's do a quick, hey, what are we reading now kind of episode, since we've been a little negligent in getting new episodes out there. We are still reading. We still have a podcast. We still are alive and doing things. We've just been extremely busy, especially with the summertime coming up. So I just wanted to shoot things off first with, what are we reading now? So, Logan, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about the latest comic book series that you're reading, a.k.a. Cobra Commander?
Cobra Commander is it's going to tie in at some point with the Transformers. And so what it is, Cobra Commander is trying to get some Energon to power one of the robots that he has. It was like the leader of the... Or it was one of the robots. I don't know which robot it was.
The leader of the Decepticons.
Ah.
And that robot's name is Megatron.
Megatron.
So, Logan, what do you like so far about Cobra Commander? Now, we've read all the way up to issue 4, I believe. Did you read issue 4 yet?
I read issue 4.
Okay. Can you turn the phone just slightly, because the sun is hitting it just right to cause it to shine in my eyes. Thank you very much. That is wonderful. Perfect location. All right, so we've been read 4 issues of the Cobra Commander series. And what's really neat about it is it actually starts off in Cobra Law, which I don't know if you know anything about the history of G.I. Joe, Logan, but Cobra Law is the place that Cobra Commander kind of started out in Cobra, or I'm sorry, in the G.I. Joe movie from like 1986.
They had a movie?
Yes, they had a cartoon movie. And I will find it so we can watch it. It's a fun movie. But what was your impressions of that first issue with Cobra Law? What do you think of that place?
I thought it seemed like, well, from the way it was seeming, it would not be a fun place to be.
True. Evidently, you know, it's ruled by an iron fist. It's a land that's kind of hidden in some snowy area. I can't remember if it was up near the Himalayas or if it was down in Antarctica. Either way, it's like a hidden land, away from modern technology. And we learn that Cobra Commander shows up there. Years before the book opens up, and he's kind of like a stranger there, and he kind of comes in and he helps out Cobra Law, and he becomes like the scientist there. There's this terrible explosion that caused him to become disfigured. That's why he wears the mask.
Yeah.
So, what else can you tell me about Cobra Law?
Well, in this book, it's like a attraction or an amusement park.
Why is Cobra Law an amusement park?
I do not know.
I didn't think it was an amusement park. How'd you come up with an amusement park?
From issue 2.
Issue 2?
Yes.
Please explain. How is it an amusement park in issue 2?
Well, it wasn't really an amusement park, but it was an area where... It was in a swampy area.
That's not Cobra Law.
That's not Cobra Law?
No, that's where the Dreadnoks are at.
Oh.
Because Cobra Commander decides that he needs to go find the Energon, gets permission from Globulus, I can never pronounce that name properly, and he heads out and winds up in the Florida Everglades. That's where you see the amusement park in there, making fun of Disney. But yeah, he shows up in the Everglades looking for this Energon source, and that's when he runs into the Dreadnoks, which is this biker gang.
Now here's something that's really confusing.
Okay.
Isn't the Dreadnoks on his team?
Yes, in other G.I. Joe's comic book scenes. They are part of Cobra, and they help out Cobra Commander. So this is kind of like how he meets them. It's sort of like him getting ideas of how to form Cobra.
Ah. Well, yeah, he pretty much killed off most of the Dreadnoks team.
Well, he really didn't kill them off so much as the Nemesis Enforcer did, because in issue 3, the Nemesis Enforcer shows up. We actually get to see him in full regalia. He's been in the book since the beginning, but he's more or less a bodyguard for Cobra Commander. And it's not until he finds the Energon that he rips out of his skin like a snake sheds its outer skin.
No, that's not how a snake sheds skin. It doesn't grab it by the face and rip it off.
I'm making a simile here. Snake, but either way.
Snake shed it. He ripped it off of his head.
Mm-hmm. And now he's there in full force. So, what'd you think of the Nemesis Enforcer and the Dreadnoughts?
Well, I wasn't too sure what to think. What was the Nemesis in his full form?
The Nemesis Enforcer, he's basically part reptilian human that is super strong and can fly with those bat-like wings. And he's basically the right-hand man to Golobulus, the head of the Cobra Law. And he does all the dirty work. Busts things up and busts heads, takes names. So what do you think of the Cobra Commander series so far?
Well, it is quite gruesome. And it was a little bit confusing at first. But as you read along, you start to understand things better.
Okay. Where would you say it falls in as far as recommendations for kids?
Definitely geared towards older kids.
Okay. So, like, teenagers and up?
Yeah.
Okay. So, definitely not a under 13 book, or I would say under 12.
Yeah.
Any other books you want to talk about before we wrap this up?
No, not really.
Okay.
I mean, there's a few other series I'd like to podcast on, but...
Well, we'll get to that eventually. This is a quick, one and done kind of thing. All right, folks. Well, thank you for listening to this episode of Comics My Kids Podcast. Listen to more of our podcasts on Spotify, Podchaser,
YouTube Music.
Follow us on Facebook at Comics With My Kids.
And Twitter.
I'm Matt D.
And I'm Logan D.
Thank you, and have a great night.
Or morning, or evening, or nap, bedtime.